Hey, KAD crew, joining me in studio to continue our focus on the magic of Christmas is Kristen Sanger. She is the president of the Rotary Club. Kristen, it's so fun to have you in studio. You and I are both having a day, aren't we?
You know what, Jolynn? I think that this is indicative of the busyness of the time of year that we're in. So we're trying to cram every second full of really good things, right?
And some of the other stuff gets kind of missed, right? I'm leaving stuff behind. It's like, okay. Uh-huh. But hey,
I'm with you.
It's all worth it.
That's right.
Well, Kristen, I love the fact that the Rotary Club is so service-oriented. And this is a time of year when we really pause a little bit and start looking more for those opportunities. So give us a little update. What's going on with Rotary Club right now?
You bet. Well, we're sponsoring a family with the Eastern Idaho, ECAP. We're sponsoring a family that's in need, that's out of work. And so that's been really fun to gather items for this family of four, have a newborn little baby. And that's something we do traditionally every year. But also the city and Rotary are partnering in the holiday UTV parade. And so you'll see Rotarians next Friday flagging 400 UTVs as we're trying to keep order with all those friendly people that are bringing cans as an entry fee to donate to our food cupboard. So our community food basket will be getting a significant amount of donations from that. This is actually the second largest UTV parade in the country. So we grew by, I think, 100 and plus entries this year and capped it at 400, and it filled up fast.
Wow.
So fun.
I was there last year and loved every second of it.
Oh, good.
It was really fun.
Well, I hope more people will join us next year as we grow our capacity. And it is a city event, but Rotarians are right there to support that because we built the green belt that the UTVs are driving on. So that's a big piece of Rotary's contribution to our community is, of course, the duck race that raises funds to build our green belt. And Heritage Park is the extension of that. And the UTV light parade starts right by Heritage Park. So
a lot more entries this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a great event and a great time and a great opportunity to give back to our community food basket because they're always in need. And so if the community is looking for a place to give, that is always a really solid place to contribute towards.
That's going to help sustain them through those long, cold winter months. Kristen, I know you have a really fun tradition at the Christmas season that you like to carry on every year. I would love for you to share that with us.
You bet. So our family had six children, three boys, three girls, and I think our favorite memories stem from years and years and years of this tradition, which is sharing a Christmas story and singing carols together starting December 1st all the way through Christmas Eve. And so I actually brought a really short story to share with everyone today that I hope they might enjoy. And this is from our collection. It's called A Pattern of Love by Jack Smith. I didn't question Timmy, age 9, or his 7-year-old brother Billy about the brown wrapping paper that they passed back and forth between them as we visited each store. Every year at Christmas time, our service club takes the children from poor families in our town on a personally conducted shopping tour. I was assigned Timmy and Billy, whose father was out of work. After giving them the allotted $4 each, we began our trip. At different stores, I made suggestions, but always their answer was a solemn shake of the head no. Finally, I asked, "Where would you suggest we look?" "Could we go to the shoe store, sir?" answered Timmy. "We'd like a pair of shoes for our daddy so he can go to work." In the shoe store, the clerk asked what the boys wanted. Out came the brown paper. "We want a pair of work shoes to fit this foot," they said. Billy explained that it was a pattern of their daddy's foot. They had drawn it while he was asleep in a chair. The clerk held the paper against a measuring stick and then walked away. Soon he came to an open box. "Will these do?" he asked. Timmy and Billy handled the shoes with great eagerness. "How much do they cost?" said Billy. And then Timmy saw the price on the box. "They're $16.95," he said in dismay. "We only have $8. I looked at the clerk, and he cleared his throat. "Well, that's the regular price," he said, "but they're on sale for $3.98 today only." Then, with shoes happily in hand, the boys bought gifts for their mother and two little sisters as well. Not once did they ever think of themselves. The day after Christmas, the boy's father stopped me on the street. The new shoes were on his feet. Gratitude was in his eyes. "I just thank Jesus for people who care," he said. "And I thank Jesus for your two sons," I replied. They taught me more about Christmas in one evening than I had learned in a lifetime.
Wow, that hit me right there. What a beautiful story.
Fun, right?
Absolutely. And you guys, you can't see this, but Kristen has this gorgeous Christmas binder. And so you collect those year after year.
We do. I have hundreds in here because, you know, you hear the same stories and you kind of like, I know that one. I remember the end, you know, mm-hmm. And you really want the spirit of the season to hit you when you're reading the story. And that one, I think, never gets old because, well, one, we know $4 doesn't go very far today.
Right.
So it gives you perspective of the time frame that story was written because they're all true stories that we've collected. And I think gives you perspective about life and really helps you count your blessings this time of year. We really have a lot of first world problems, right? Mm-hmm. Not enough wrapping paper or tape and have to rush to the store, or, oh no, we forgot cranberry sauce to go with our turkey, you know? So it's such a simple thing. And there's people all around us in that scenario, out of work, in need. And it's just really important to remember it's not really about ourselves. It's about others this time of year.
I love that you do that. That gives you a whole month to get in the real spirit of Christmas. And that story didn't take a long time. And that's a good thing because families, it seems anymore, are just running a lot of different directions. So this just shows that you can take a small amount of time to gather everyone together, sing a carol, and share a true story that illustrates so beautifully the true meaning of Christmas. And it doesn't have to take a long time, but the impact, wow. I mean, as you were reading that, I mean, I was fighting back some tears. That is really touching.
Well, thank you, Jolynn. And you know, today, everything's right at our fingertips, and
right.
Families are busy, and they can just Google, you know, meaningful Christmas stories, meaningful true Christmas stories, and I bet they could find thousands of options to gather their family together and share.
That's one of the things, Kristen, that I have been loving about doing this Christmas special is getting to hear the different traditions. And I think that as we share those, it gives people an opportunity to maybe take a little bit from different traditions and make it their own.
Well, I have to say thank you for rallying and pulling all these together, because I certainly have felt that way as I've listened. I've been like, ooh, I want to do that, or I actually want to do them all. And really have been touched, you know, by the personal stories of giving that people have shared as well, you know, things that have been meaningful to them.
Well, thank you so much, Kristen Sanger, president of the Rotary Club. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.